This is Gary.
This is Cole.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Ankeg. Ankeg? Ankeg.
Gotta tap that keg.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, I think this guy's a cutie.
He's not too bad. He's huge. Again, there's no bananas for scale, but he is a real biggin'.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like we got a Diglett situation here where we're only seeing the top of him. If I saw this guy just kind of curled in on himself, I'd probably run screaming. But
yeah, like a hermit crab.
Yeah.
Because hermit crabs are really gross under the shell. Yeah. And Diglett's underground. Like, there's, if you Google, I mean, we learned this on Teenage Dirtbags, but if you Google what's under the ground of
Diglett's. It's a buff body, right?
It's a lot of times it's like the Diglett itself is a dick. Or the Diglett is has dicks down there and is getting polka serviced in while he's, you know, just hanging out. And then the Dig Trio is really gross. And that's one creature. I knew the Dig Trio was gross because those things all have one common body that those three minds are growing off of.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that's for a different. There's probably a Pokeball podcast that's this but for Pokemon.
Yeah, well, let's see how this goes.
Exactly. If this fails, we'll switch over to Pokemon. Because the Pokemon's like, this is like a monster manual.
Oh, definitely. That's kind of the appeal.
My favorite detail about the Ankeg is the way that it can squirt its digestive juices at you. But it can't, if it does that, it can't eat for 6 hours. So it has this like digestive squirt refractory period that I really love.
It's like the reverse of like dropping your Zantac down a sewer grate. Oh no.
I imagine one of these guys just like, you know, fly eating you, like barfing up onto you and then just being sad because then it can't like actually eat you. And then especially if like, let's say you weren't dead or it killed most of your friends, you know, and then you just had to wait with it for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. For it to be able to get hungry again.
You know, there's a really small chance that the Ankeg has Scrabble.
If it's non-digestible, because he just leaves his treasure around that is not digestible, and Scrabble is hard to digest.
Especially if you have the special titanium edition of Scrabble.
Yeah,
or Upwards. Yeah. If you have Upwards, then he can't digest the plastic.
Yeah, he can't do he can digest Scrabble, but he can't digest Bananagrams. Luckily there's no Bananagrams for scale in here, sadly. Yeah.
My favorite detail about the Ankeg, this gigantic, it's a giant centipede. It's a fancy word for a giant centipede, is that farmers love having them underneath their fields because they're just worms and they leave behind, as they burrow, they aerate and irrigate the ground and leave behind a bunch of poop that makes the crops grow.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I love those little details in this monster manual because the monster manual is one of the weirdest written books in the English language, where it goes back and forth between really evocative, kind of haunting, amazing detail, and then just like, well, here's a paragraph that's all numbers. You know, like here it just, there's no poetry to this at all. It is just about hit dice and D10s.
The eggs will mature in, you know, 1D10 weeks or something like that. But then in those paragraphs of numbers, there will just be like a two clause, like almost couplet that says something incredible about the way they interact. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all of the Ankeg worship and, you know, a king, right? Like,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
what?
King. Yeah. Yep. Just in the middle. And I would apply for that. Mm. I don't know how to become the Ankeg king.
I think you just have to steal the throne.
Yeah.
They're not very smart. They're not intelligent.
Yeah. So they got insect smarts. which means, like, you know, I could be an ant queen if I wanted to.
You know, there's book smarts, street smarts, and brood smarts.
Yeah, brood smarts.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.